नारायण नमस्कृत नरस्यैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जये मुदीरये वेदरामायणेश्वैव प्राणी भारती तथा अद्यौचन्ती च मध्ये च परी सर्वत्र गीयते मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कैपासमं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधवं परमानन्दो हि माधवो कैतपत्रो परम निर्मत्सराणां सदां वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयनमणनं श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृति किम्बा परिरीश्वरो सद्यवरुध्यते अत्र कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तत्क्षण निगमकल्पतरगणितं फलं सुखमुखादं तद्रवसंयुतम् इव त भागवतं रसमालयं रहो रसिकामुखा अनर्थोपशमं साक्षात् भक्तिजोगम् अधोक्ष्यसि लोकस्या जानतो विद्वंसक्री सप्तसंहिता यस्यां वैश्रियमाणायां कृष्णी परमपुरुषे भक्तिरुत्पद्यते पुंसशोकमोहो भयापहा श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणममलं यद्वैष्णवानां प्रियं यस्मिन् पारमहंसमेकममलं ज्ञानं परं गीयते तत्र ज्ञान विराग भक्ति सहितं नैष्कर्म्यमाविस्मृतं तत्क्षणं सुपठन् विचारण परो भक्त्या विमुचे नरो अर्थयं ब्रह्मसूत्रा भारतार्थो विनिर्णय गायत्री भाष्यरूपसौ वेदार्थो परिगृहीत सर्ववेदेत्यासानं सार समुद्रतं सर्वेदन्तसारं श्रीमद्भागवतं इष्यति तत्र सामृततृप्तस्य नान्यत्र सिद्ध्यति क्वचित्। कृष्णभक्तिरसस्वरूप श्रीमद्भागवतो হইতে পরম মতো তাতে বেদ শাস্ত্র হইতে পরম মতো চারি বেদ উপনিষদে যত কিছু হইও চৈতন্য চরণে ভাগবত দিনা মানে সে যাবন সময় আছে জন্মে জন্মে প্রভু জন্ম হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরি হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 নমো ভগবতি বাসুদেবায় ভগবতি বাসুদেবায় নমো ভগবতি বাসুদেবায় শ্রীমদ্ভাগবত অষ্টম স্কন্ধ ষোড়শ অধ্যায় ১৬১ তৈব নিয়ম সাক্ষাৎ তৈব ಚೋ ಜತತ್ತಮ ತಪೋದಾನ ವ್ರತಂ ಯಜ್ಞೋ ಯೇನ ತುಷ್ಯತಿ ಅಧಃಕ್ಷದ ಏವ ನಿಯಮ. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. This is the best process for pleasing transcendental supreme personality of Godhead known as Adhokhyadaha. It is the best of all regulative principles, the best austerity, the best process of giving charity and best process of sacrifice. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 1866, ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಪರಿತ್ಯಜ್ಯ ಮಾಮೇಕಂ ಶರಣಂ ವ್ರಜ ಆಂ ತಂ ಸರ್ವಪಾಪೇಭ್ಯ ಮುಖೀಶೈ ಮಾ ಶುಚಃ. ಅಬಾಂಡನ್ ಆಲ್ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಲಿಜನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೀ. ಐ ಶಾಲ್ ಡೆಲಿವರ್ ಯು ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್, ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಫಿಯರ್. ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಲೀಜಸ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ನೋ ಗುಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಜಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎನಿ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಧರ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಥಿತ ಪುಂಸಾಂ ವಿಶ್ವಕ್ಸೇನ ಕಥಾ ಸುಜೋ ಉನ್ನೋತ್ಪಾದಯತಿ ದಧಿರತಿ ಶ್ರಮಯೇವ ಹಿ ಕೇವಲಂ. ದಿ ಆಕ್ಯುಪೇಷನಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಎ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಯೂಸ್ಲೆಸ್ ಲೇಬರ್, ದಿ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರೋವಕ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾರತಂ 1:8. ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ವಾಸುದೇವ, ಆಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಪೀಸಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಲೆಸ್. ಮೋಘಾಶಾ ಮೋಹಕರ್ಮಾಣ ಮೋಹ ಜ್ಞಾನ ವಿಚೇತಸ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡರ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಫಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೋಪ್ಸ್, ಬ್ಯಾಫಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಬ್ಯಾಫಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ ಚಕ್ರವರ್ತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ರಿಮಾರ್ಕ್ಸ್, ನಾಪುಂಸಕಂ ಅನಪುಂಸಕೇನತಿ ಆದಿ ನೈಕತ್ವಂ. One cannot equate the potent and important. Among modern Mayavadis, it has become fashionable to say, whatever one does, whatever path one follows, you are right. But these are all foolish statements. Here it is forcefully affirmed that this is the only method for success in life. Ishvara tarpanam vina sarvam eva vibhalam. Unless Lord Vishnu is satisfied, all of one's pious activities, ritualistic ceremonies, yajñas are simply for show and have no value. Unfortunately, foolish people do not know the secret of success. Na te vidu swarthagatihi Vishnu. They do not know that real self-interest ends in pleasing Lord Vishnu. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತಂ ನರಂ ಸೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇ ವೇದೇ ರಾಮಾಯಣೇ ಸೈವ ಪ್ರಾಣಿ ಭಾರತೇ ತಥಾ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಗೀಯತೆ ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಳಂ ಅಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ದಿನತಾರಿಣೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಕರಿವೆ ಚೋಕ ಡೋಳ ಪತ್ರೋ ಪರಮ ನಿರ್ಮಸ್ರಾಣ ಸದಾ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವ ಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ನಮಣನ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಿ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಕೃತಿ ಕಿಂಬಾ ಪ್ರೇರೀಶ್ವರ ಸದ್ಯ ಹೃದಯ ವರುದ್ಯ ತತ್ರ ಕೃತಿ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿ ತತ್ಕ್ಷಣಾ ನಿಗಮ ಕಲ್ಪತರ ಗಳಿತ ಫಳಂ ಶುಕ ಮುಖಾದ ಮೃತ ದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುತ ಇವತ ಭಾಗವತ ರಸಮಾಳಯಂ ಮೂರಹೋ ರಸಿಕಾ ಭುವಿವಾಮುಖಾ ಅನರ್ಥೋಪಶಮಂ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಂ ಅಧ್ಯಕ್ಷಜಿ ಲೋಕಸ್ಯ ಜಾನತೋ ವಿದ್ಧಂ ಸ್ವಕ್ರೀ ಸಾತ್ವತ ಸಂಹಿತಾಂ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂ ವೈಶ್ರೂಯಮಾಣಾಯಾಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣೀ ಪರಮ ಪುರುಷಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಹೃತ್ಪದ್ಯತಿ ಪುಂಸ ಶೋಕ ಮೋಹೋ ಭಯಾಪಃ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಪುರಾಣ ಮಮಳಂ ಯದ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾನಂ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪಾರಮಹಂಸಮೇಕಮಮಳಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಪರಂ ಗೀಯತಿ ತತ್ರ ಜ್ಞಾನ ವಿರಾಗ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಹಿತ ನೈಷ್ಕರ್ಮ್ಯಮಾವಿಷ್ಕೃತಂ ತತ್ಸುಣನ್ ಸುಪಠನ್ ವಿಚಾರಣ ಪರೋ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾಭಿಮುಚ್ಯ ನರ ಅರ್ಥೋಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರಾಣಾಂ ಭಾರತಾರ್ಥೋ ವಿನಿರ್ಣಯ ಗಾಯತ್ರೀ ಭಾಷ್ಯರೂಪಸೌ ವೇದಾರ್ಥೋ ಪರಿಬೃಹೀತೋ ಸರ್ವೇದೇತಿಹಾಸಾನಂ ಸಾರಂ ಸಾರಂ ಸಮುದೃತಂ ಸರ್ವೇದಾಂತಸಾರಂ ಹಿ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಇಷ್ಯತಿ ತತ್ರ ಸಾಮೃತೃಪ್ತಸ್ಯ ನನ್ಯತ್ರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ರಸ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಶ್ರೀಭಾಗವತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೂತ್ರ ಜೈರೋ ವಿಷಯ ವಚನ જીવેરો નિસારો લાગી સૂત્ર કહીલો વ્યાસો સુનલે હોય સર્વનાશો માયાવાદી ભાષ સુનલે હોય સર્વનાશો જો ભગવત પડો વૈષ્ણવીરો સ્થાને કંતો આશ્રય કરો ચૈતન્ય તરણી કંતો આશ્રય કરો ચૈતન્ય તરણી ભાગવત દિન જન્મી જન્મી પ્રભુ જબ હરે કૃષ્ણ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે 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 રામ હરે રામ 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 હરે 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 ભગવતી વાસુદેવાયો ઓમ નમો ભગવતી વાસુદેવાયો ઓમ નમો ભગવતી વાસુદેવાયો શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ એઇટ કેન્ટો ચેપ્ટર 16 ભદ્રી પ્રયતા શોધયા ચરો ભગવાન પરિતુષ્ટસ્તિ વરાન સુવિધાસ્યતિ અસ્માદ એતદ ભદ્રમ ટ્રાન્સલેશન બાય શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ Therefore, my dear gentle lady, follow this ritualistic vow, strictly observing the regulative principles. By this process, the Supreme Person will very soon be pleased with you and will satisfy all your desires. The 8th canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Executing the Payobrata Process of Worship. Of all emanations, yathātaran mūlani sacanena trupyanti taskanda bhujaposākha prāṇāpahārārtha jathindriyāni tathīva sarvāranam achyutidhyā. If you pour water at the root of the tree, then whole tree will get branches, twigs, flowers, fruits, leaves, all will get, not separate pouring. If you give food to the stomach, the whole body will be nourished, not separate. Tadharanam Achyutejya. If Achyuta, infallible Lord, Krishna will be worshipped, will be pleased, and whole world will be pleased. That is the goal of life, to please that Krishna. And he is the ultimate sanctioning authority. He has supreme will, supreme sanctioning authority. If he doesn't sanction, even a blade of grass will not shake. So nobody's desire will be fulfilled if Krishna will never fulfill sanctions. Akama sarva kama vamukhya kama udarati tibrena bhakti jogena dati purusam para. That's also said. Whatever desire one may have, let him ever worship to Krishna with another devotion. One may be akama, no desire. That is, the pure devotees, they have no material desires. Nandhanam, nandhanam, nasundarim, kavitamba, jagadisa, kamai, mama, janmani, janmani, sri, bhavatar, bhakti, rahi, pukitvai. Mahaprabhu has taught us this thing. Don't cherish any desire. Only one thing, bhavatar, bhakti, rahi, pukitvai. To develop our devotion unto your lotus feet. Life after life, even no desire for mukti, liberation. You understand? No desire for material wealth, no desire for material followers, no desire for getting a beautiful woman and enjoy, no desire for mukti also. Bhavata bhakti rahi. So only one thing I require. Life after life, I will serve your lotus feet and give you pleasure. Best. Nija sukha lagi kichu nahi kariyat. Bhakti vinoda bale tava sukha saap. Mahajana, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, O Lord, I won't ask for anything for my pleasure and enjoyment and happiness. I'll never do anything else. I'll never ask anything else. For my happiness, my pleasure, my enjoyment. No. Tava sukha saap. For your pleasure. For your enjoyment, for your happiness, I'll do everything. That is to be pleased. Because it's the goal of life. Still, those who have material desires, let them offer worship to Krishna. He's the ultimate sanctioning authority. And he'll fulfill all these material desires in such a way that the second time you'll never ask for it. That is Krishna's, let us say, special characteristic. Example is Dhruva, Dhruva Maharaj. He had material desire. Thana Vilasi. He had that desire of occupying highest post, position. Isn't it? So he had such desire my father has not gotten, my grandfather has not gotten, and great grandfather has not gotten. Such position I want. And that fulfilled. Krishna fulfilled. A special planet was created for him. The Dhruva planet. Yes. Great grandfather is Brahma. It's a superior planet than Brahma's planet. Because Brahma's planet is annihilated, in complete annihilation, pralaya. But Dhruva planet is not annihilated. Yes, it remains. So he got, all these desires are fulfilled. When Lord Vishnu appeared before him, he underwent very severe austerity penance, under the directions, instructions of his revered spiritual master, Narada Muni. Within 6 months, Lord Vishnu was pleased and appeared before him, isn't it? And Lord Vishnu said, all right, now you ask for the boon, whatever you want, I'll give you. I'm very much pleased with your tapasya, with your pranams, astriti. Then he said, I have nothing to ask. You understand? The Lord Vishnu has already fulfilled all it. But it said, I am nothing but. That is the special characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sometimes he frustrates some of his undesirable desires.
Yes, he first condemned himself. Why I cherish such desire? I am such a fool. Thana virasi tapasisthita yam. Hari Bhakti Siddha, there is a verse in there. Dhruva says this thing. Thana virasi tapasisthita yam. Tum praptavan deva munindra guhyam. Kacum vichanno pi praptavan dibbaratnam. Prutatvasmi varunna jachi. He said, Lord, I had the desire of position. Do you understand? Therefore I underwent severe austerity to please you, to get that thing. But I got you. Deva Munindra Vuyam, even the demigods and great munis, rishis, they couldn't get, I got you. What more? Kacham vichinno pipa, the praptavan dibbaratram. I was just searching after a few pieces of glass by a god in valuable chain. Dibbaratram, then. Krudarthasmi varunujachi. I am now completely satisfied. I have nothing to ask. No boon, nothing. You, only you. You are required, nothing else. That is what. Krishna is known as Purna Brahma, completely full. Obtaining, getting whom, if someone will never feel any deficit, that is Purna Brahma. You understand? Never feel any deficit. That is Krishna. That is Purna Brahma. You understand? That's Purna Brahma, completely full. Without Krishna, if you get all the assets in this universe, all the gold, all metals, all women to enjoy, all the beasts, all the birds, all the grains, whatever is there, you understand? Till you feel deficit, will never be satisfied. Isn't it? If you get Krishna, no more deficit. Everything is complete. If Krishna is Purna Brahma, you understand, completely full. And that is the goal of our life, to get that Krishna. Nothing else. Then, they were singing this song, nice song, Vaishnava. Shyama mor pranabhan, shyama mor avaran, shyama mor jivanir jivan, shyama hena dhanapav, yara mazartav, noile prane banchivanago. You understand? That shyama is my life. Invaluable asset. That shyama is my own ornament. How can I get that shyama? That is invaluable asset, which is like my life and soul, my life force, with my all decorations. A shyama is all my decorations, ornaments. And I'll put that in Balvasa, the core of my heart, the proper place to put him. Keep him there. Shyama hena dhana pavo hyara mazhartva noile prani namanchva. If I can't get that, O Sakhi, O my girl companion, Radharani says, I cannot survive. I'll die. I cannot survive. That is what. You should understand. Jogeshwar, what do you want? Yeah. That Shyam only, nothing else. Janama saphalatar, Krishna darasanadar, ভাগ্যে হইয়েছে কবার। ইফ সমান সেম কৃষ্ণ ওয়ান্স ইজ ভেরি ভেরি ফর্চুনেট, হিজ লাইফ ইজ হ্যাজ অ্যাচিভড পারফেকশন ইন হিজ লাইফ, জন্ম সফলতা, বিকজ ইয়া পূর্ণয়ন করি কৃষ্ণ দর্শন ছাড়ে জীব চিত্তের বিকার। One someone very fortunate gets Krishna, sees Krishna, his heart, his eyes, whole body, do you understand, become ecstatic, blissful, transcendental, joyful, all his material desires are completely finished. All his delusions are gone, all his lamentations, everything finished. How is that Krishna? How is that Shyam Sundar? Vrindavana kedi chaturvana mali tribhanga bhangima rupa vansidari aparupa rasamaya nidhi guna sari. Tribhanga, Shyam tribhanga lalito, three places break. Carved, that Shyama, Vansidhari, Aparupa, exquisitely beautiful, cannot be compared to any beauty, even to the beauty of the crores of cupids cannot be compared to it. Her beauty, his beauty is like Rasamaya Nidhi. Rasavaisaha is the source of all mellows, is rasa raja, embodiment of rasa, king of all rasas, rasa mellows, rasa raja, is endowed with all transcendental qualities. Bodily complexion is that of newly appeared cloud. Sire sikipicha, the crest, peacock feather, that is Krishna, nobody else. One who has peacock feather, he is Krishna. Nobody else. Sikipicha vara, alaka tilaka subha pai. What do you say? The hairs, little curled hairs, alaka tilaka. Face looks very beautiful. Paridhana pitavasa. Yellow garment, he has put on yellow garment. Badani madhurahasa. Very sweet smile is there. On his face. Hena rupa jagat mata, if someone sees this beautiful form of Shyam. And this form of Shyam, Krishna, makes the whole world mad. Indra Nilamani Jini Krishna Rupakhani Hiriya Kodambo Mule Mano Uchato Nachale Choron Gelam Sansara Gelam. He plays underneath a Kadamba tree in Vrindavan. You understand? If you see that is that Shyam underneath the Kadamba tree in Vrindavan, your mind will be ecstatic. Your leg will not move from it. You'll forget completely yourself and this all material world, material connections, everything. Sudhamaya Serupa Madhuri is all nectarian, all sweet, all beautiful. Krishna Rupa, form of Krishna. Dekhile nayana hoya achyatana jhare premamaya vari. If your eyes could see such beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, from whom all this nectar is emanating. You understand? And if you taste that nectar, you'll become intoxicated, you'll become mad. Isn't it? Tasting, drinking liquor, you are becoming mad. You taste this nectar emanating from Shyam. Through the eyes, you taste it, then you become mad. Kiva churasire, kiva vanshikure, kiva sitribhangamanam. His flute, his chuda, curled hairs on the tuft of hairs, on the head, tribhangama, syam tribhangalalita. What do you say in English? Three curves. Very beautiful. Those three curves is very beautiful. Isn't it? You become three, always say, a curved person. Not ugly man. Ugly. Syam is three curves, so beautiful. Charana kamale amya uchale tahate nupura dhan. Put on nupur, tinkling ornaments. And here, feet. Sada asa kari bhunga rupa hari charana kamale sthana. Let me a bumblebee and always hover around that lotus feet of Syam. Onaya sapai krishna gunangai arna bhajva. That is my desire, only desire, to become a bumblebee and hover around that lotus feet of Syam. And test that madhu. The bumblebee sucks honey. You understand? Constantly. That's my desire. No other desire is there. Do you understand? This is the sum and substance of this song. Nice song. Then, to get Krishna, sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam vraja, that the most confidential instruction, last concluding instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, giving up all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Unconditionally, complete surrender. You understand? And that is based on love, pure love. No love for Krishna, priti. You cannot surrender. Do you understand? You cannot surrender. And very often we say this thing, Krishna is the only object of love. To put Krishna in the platform of love. Don't put your wife, your son, daughter, kid, kin, material assets, anything in the platform of love. You will suffer and suffer and suffer. In the platform of love. Instead, you have put your body, your home, heart, wife, son, daughter, kid, kin. Therefore, you have been suffering. Pitinna javan, maivasu devi, namachyati, dehajogina tavan. As long as you have not developed love for Krishna, you cannot be delivered from this material bondage. You understand? From the bondage of this material body. You cannot be delivered. You understand? As long as you are attached to your deha, geha, your body, home, heart, wife, son, daughter, all material, friends, relatives, as long as you have developed love for them, attraction for them, or attachment for them, you cannot get out of this cycle of birth and death. only involving repeatedly in this Aglabhatanda. Krishna is the only object of love. You understand? Nitya, eternal, nothing else. If you can please him, then you'll achieve the all perfection of possessing this body, mind, intelligence, senses. You understand? That's the perfection. Budhindriya mana pranam janana asrujat prabhu matrarthanca bhavarthanca atmaneha kalpanaya ca. That is 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam says. You understand? Sraddha saranagati atmanivedana. You should have full faith in Krishna, unflinching faith, strong faith. You understand? Unflinching faith, strong faith. Complete surrender unto Krishna with love. Then you'll achieve perfection. Ultimate perfection or supreme perfection in life. You are sadhakas, you are doing sadhana, started bhajana. As Rupa Goswami says, adu sraddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya. Tata bhajana kriya tata anartha nivritti nishthastata ruchistata. First, associate with sadhus. Hear what the sadhus say with full faith, develop full faith, complete faith, strong faith, sraddha. Then take Guru Padasraya, take shelter at the lotus feet of Guru. Second thing. Sadhalabhi jiva kore sadguru vichar. When you understand, hearing from sadhu, you can understand who am I. Then you develop faith in the sadhu sastra guru vakya. You understand my language? Then you can understand what is to be done. Who am I? I am Krishna Das. I have to serve Krishna. How to? Without taking shelter at the Guru, nobody can serve Krishna. Asra loya bhaje tate Krishna nahi teje. Taking shelter one will do bhajan. Taking shelter of Guru, lotus feet of Guru, then one can do bhajan. Bhajan means seva, service, render service. Otherwise no question of service. Krishna will never be pleased with your service. If you have not taken shelter of the lotus feet of Guru and serving Krishna, Krishna will never be pleased. You should understand. But one has taken shelter of Guru and serves, render service, loving service under the guidance of the Guru, Krishna is pleased. That is said. Asralaya bhaje tate Krishna nahi. Krishna will never leave you. Because you are rendering loving service unto him under the guidance of his dear devotee, intimate, taking shelter. That means you have bound up Krishna now with love. Then Krishna will get out of this bondage. Cannot get out. Otherwise, not taking shelter, Guru, but rendering service. Yes, I am serving, serving, serving. No prema, you cannot bind Krishna. Krishna will never be gotten. You understand? No. Krishna will never be gotten. You cannot get Krishna at all. No love is there.
When we come to devotional service, we already taken shelter, immediately taken shelter, but there is exclusive shelter. So what is the difference?
Yes, exclusive shelter. Yes, not artificial or partial or pretension.
And what is that? What category of?
Or conditional. Your so-called surrender is either artificial or partial or conditional, if there is no love. That's what. It's complete surrender. Purna saranagati, complete. Based on your love. Then you can be able to render loving service. Otherwise your service is not loving service, it's a mere service. Not loving service. And stupid mind will put trouble. Physically, now I'll do this thing, or then, no, do this thing, then, no, do this thing. Yes, then. Like monkey, jumping from one branch to another branch. just doing this thing, nothing else. Isn't it? Yes, that is this. So in the beginning, in time of bhajan, you have to pay attention to three things. Three things required. Tattva, tathya, lila tattvajya. Do you understand? Three things. Tattva, tathya, lila tattvajya. First thing, tattva, tattva-palabdhi. To understand in truth, janma karmancha me divyam evam joviti tattvataha tektva dehaṁ punar janma naiti samangiti arjuna. Krishna says, my birth, my activities are transcendental, not material. One should understand it in tattva, in truth. Do you understand? Then after quitting this body, you'll go to me, you'll never come back here, no rebirth. No, he'll never take bath. Taking bath is here, material world. There is no bath. Eternal, everything. Do you understand? That is a fasting tattva, surupaplabdhi. Then you can understand Krishna in tattva and yourself in tattva. Who am I? What's my sorrow? Krishna Das. Do you understand? It is a tattva, fasting. Second thing, tattva. Tathya, tattva, tathya. Specific word. Do you understand? Specific word. Tattva, tathya. Second thing, tathya. What is the real fact? That tathya. How one can see it with the right perspective? Do you understand my language? Conditioned soul has defects. Senses are defective. Do you understand? You can see perfectly things. Understand also perfectly. In the right perspective. Now what is the real fact? That is tathya. Do you follow me? Real fact, not unreal. As long as you are in the clutches of Maya, you cannot understand the real fact. Maya presents in such a way that it presents the real as unreal, unreal as real. Do you understand? So you cannot understand what is the real fact. Do you follow me? So that is tathya. What is the real fact? Vastva vastu. That is tathya. Understood? Something, little, all right. Third thing, that means jnana prapti. Tathya, real fact, is jnana prapti, that means to have the tattva jnana. You understand, tattva jnana love, to acquire tattva jnana, achieve tattva jnana, that is tathya. Third thing, lila tatparjya. What is tattva behind this lila, these pastimes, confidential things there behind it? Three things. Tattva, tathya, lila, tattvajya. You follow? During bhajan you should have these three things. And all these lilas, transcendental lilas of Krishna, are based on tattva, janma karma samye divyam evam joviti tattva taha. Therefore he says, my birth, my activities mean all my leelas. Activity means leela. Do you understand? Pastimes are not material, transcendental. And one should understand in tattva, that means based on tattva. Do you understand? Gopi vasana horo. Do you understand? He is stealer of gopis' garments, steals, thief. And what is tattva behind it? That is, what is the tattva behind that lila? Krishna stealing the garments of gopis. removing the garments of gopis. What is the tattva behind it? That is based on tattva. All these leelas are based on tattva. You understand? And it is very transcendental. If you can understand in tattva, then you will be able to taste the nectar. How sweet it is, how nectarian it is. It is to be tasted, to be released. Of course, no releasement is there. You understand? Aswadanya. Releasement, aswadanya. The leela of transcendental leelas of Krishna is not mere mythological stories. No, not mere mythological stories. It is not mere mythological stories. Hearing the stories, you will be very happy. No, no such thing. It has very deep purport in it, deep tattva underlying. You understand? And very nectarian mellow is there, is emanating nectarian sweet mellow out of it. And that is to be released, tested and released. You understand? And that releasement, then your heart will be pleased, your heart. You understand? Your heart, internal blissfulness, releasement is there. Then both asara visaya, asraya, I say, these two sides, we have perfect, eternal, perfect, loving relationship with Krishna. Question of love is there, then two sides are there, lover and beloved. Lover and beloved. Rasar Visaya, Rasar Asraya. Then Krishna is the Rasar Visaya, Prithir Visaya is the object of love. All the devotees are the subject of love. Do you understand? Asraya Visaya. Visaya Asraya. So there is releasement from both sides. Both sides releasement is there. Enjoyment is there. Visaya and Asraya. And out of these two sides of releasement and enjoyment, Asra side is superior. Superior enjoyment, not Visaya side. Do you understand my language? Therefore Krishna develops greed for it. How can I release that thing? So he became Gaurav. That's Gaurav Tattva. You understand? Though Visaya came as Asraya to release that thing. So one example is there. Sakhyaras, take the example of Sakhyaras. Pure Sakhyaras, friendly. The cowherd boys, they are friends, Sakha. And those friends of Krishna are always taking share of the Krishna's pleasure and displeasure, happiness and distress. That is pure love. Do you understand me? They take part in the pleasure of Krishna and happiness of Krishna and distress of Krishna also. What distress Krishna has?
Separation from the brother
and you understand? Nothing distress, but Lila Chaturjya is there. It's Lila Chaturi. Do you understand my language? Language, you understood? No distress is there, but Lila Chaturi, but pastimes are there. Very wonderful pastimes that seems like that. Yes, seems to be distressful. Example is Mother Yashoda has bound up Krishna in a motor, Udukhala. Grinding motor, water. Do you understand? Then Krishna is crying. Krishna is distressed now. Isn't it? Do you follow my language? Krishna is crying. Murjantam chakhyam murjantam, that song is there. Damdara, Damdara month. In Damdara month, Damdara ashtaka we sing. Isn't it, Kartik? That binding of Mother Yashoda. That form we meditate on that time and sing that song. Nice song. Very nice song. Mother Yashoda has bound up Krishna and Krishna is crying, rubbing his eyes. Like this. Rubbing his eyes. Two hands, lotus hands. Karam bhojodayam. And crying, shedding tears. Mother Yashoda bound. So beautiful Leela, transcendental Leela. Nothing material, you see. Yes, you see. Satyabrata Muni has written that thing. Rudantam muhu netra jugam rudantam karam bhaja jugmino santhatanka netram muhu swasakampo trirekhanka kanta chitagraiva dhamo dharam bhakti vaddham. Don't you sing it? Rudantam muhu. Rudantam means crying again and again. Crying. Netra jugmu rudantam. Rubbing two eyes. Karam bhaja jugmino with his two lotus palms. Sadanga netra, fearful eyes looking at the mother. Mother is very grave, angry. Muhu swasa kampa, breathing heavily. Muhu swasa kampa, three rekhanka kanta. Three lines are visible here in the throat, you see. Sitagrajiva dhamadara bhakti vardham. He is bound up with the prema bhakti, rope of prema bhakti only. Do you understand? That is his leela. Now, he seems to be very distressed now. He is distressed, Krishna's. So when his dear friends, cowherd boys, saw this, they became distressed. Oh, my dear, our dear friend is in bondage. They became distressed. But they couldn't go to Krishna because mother is very angry. Do you understand? The mother Yashoda was very angry, so they couldn't go to Krishna. But always thinking how our dear friend will be set free from such bondage. I say, this is love. Take part, take share, both in happiness and distress, equally. That is love, pure love. Do you understand? This is reciprocation. Asoy, bisoy. But Mother Yashoda is very angry, very grave. The coward boys couldn't go to Krishna. Standing behind the wall, behind the pillar, do you understand? As Mother Yashoda couldn't see them, and just giving him indication, Krishna, crawl down to the air, courtyard, just giving them indication, giving Krishna indication, do you understand? And Krishna could understand it. Then such wonderful leela. How the cowherd boys are very anxious. They were in anxiety how our dear friend will be set free from bondage. Wonderful leela, wonderful pastimes. Do you understand? Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is supremely free? Can you put into in bondage? Who caused the very, I say, strong material bondage of every jiva, he is in bondage today. Who caused the bondage, material bondage of every body? He is in bondage today. Do you understand? And the cowherd boys were in anxiety how to set free our dear friend from the bondage. This is sub-transcendental leela and very deep purport is behind it. Confidential tattva. And seeing the indication Mark, in the indication of the his dear friends, Krishna was very happy, smiling, and crawled down to the courtyard, and that grinding mortar then stuck there in between two Arjuna trees. And then two Arjuna trees were uprooted. Like a roaring sound. A roaring sound came out, though came rushing, running. Nanda Maharaj, cowherd men, cowherd women, what happened? They were all asking, inquiring, what happened? The cowherd boys came out, "We have seen with our eyes Mother Yashoda, bound of Krishna, that mortar, Krishna crawled, and this mortar stuck there." Then two trees were uprooted. "We have seen it." You understand? Like witness, they gave all information. Then Nanda Maharaj set Krishna free from the bondage. And the cowherd boys are now very happy now. Our friend is free now. Do you understand? So you should learn this also transcendental leela. What is the tattva behind it? Very deep purport in it. Do you understand? That's a tattva vichar. Sakhya ras. This is pure sakhya ras. Pure sakhya ras.
Only love can bind Krishna.
Do you understand? And they equally take share with the happiness and distress of Krishna. Pure love. Another pastime. During his boyhood pastimes, during boyhood days, Krishna was very funny Krishna. Do you understand? He is Sachidananda Maya, he is always blissful transcendentally. And his dear friends, cowherd boys, they could understand what is the mood of Krishna. Do you understand? And they were always ready to fulfill the mood, to give pleasure to Krishna. Do you understand? Satisfy his mood. Once one cowherd boy came to the house of Nanda Maharaj and inquired, "Where is Krishna?" He asked Nanda Maharaj, "Where is Krishna?" Nanda Maharaj said, "He may be playing on the bank of Jamuna." So another cowherd boy appeared there and said, I am coming from the bank of Jamuna. I have not seen Krishna there. He is not there. You understand? He is not there. Then Nanda Maharaj said, "Perhaps, maybe in the Bansi Bata." Do you understand me? Bansi Bata. So immediately one cowherd boy appeared there and said, "Just now I'm coming from Bansi Bata, he is not there." Do you understand? Krishna is not there, Krishna is not playing there. Father of Radharani. He may be in their home, that home, home of Vrishabhanu. Do you understand? Immediately, another cowherd boy appeared there. "I am just now coming from the home of Vrishabhanu, house of Vrishabhanu. He is not there. I have not seen him." Do you understand? Then Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata, "Where is Nagarjuna? Where is Krishna? Where is our beloved Krishna? Where is our life and soul, the Krishna? Where is he? Now our life will get out, now we'll die." They became so morose. Do you understand? So distressed. "Oh, Krishna is not here, Krishna is not here, Krishna is not here, Krishna is not here. All these places are there where Krishna may be there." But they say, "No." Do you understand? They are in such anxiety now. And the Maharaj and Yashoda Mata, all were, all the cowherd men and women. So at that time Krishna was hiding behind the door. Then said, "I am here." Oh! You see, "I am here." Then all went there and found, "Oh, Krishna is here, just behind this door, hiding." Krishna laughed and all laughed. This is a transmitted habit between Bhakta and Bhagavan. Huh? Bhakta and Bhagavan. How Krishna gets pleasure and he himself gets pleasure. Do you understand? You should understand it. That is the goal of our life. Perfection of human life. To understand Krishna. And take part in his transcendental leela. Huh? Play with him. Dance with him. Huh? Isn't it? Dance with him. Play with him. Eat with him. Huh? With Krishna. Like our boys. But conditioned soul cannot take part in his transcendental leela. He takes part in his srushti leela. You follow my language? Yes, here, the creation, material creation. Conditioned soul takes part in his srushti leela. Do you understand? Here in material world. Takes part in birth and death. Cycle of birth and death, revolving the cycle of birth and death. That is srushti leela. Then, pure devotee, no desire. Nandhanam nandhanam nasundari kavitam vajagadisa kamai janmani janmani swari bhavata bhakti rahayati vipai. Pure devotee, the most pure love for Krishna. He takes part in transcendental leela like this. Yes. Now the cowherd boys are taking part in Nanda Maharaj. That according to your rasa, according to your relationship, you'll take part. Do you understand? Dasya rasa, sakhya rasa, vasalya rasa, madhurya rasa. Do you understand? According to your rasa, you'll take part. Read up Krishna. Thereby you'll get pleasure to Krishna and you yourself will get pleasure. Do you follow me? I get these two instances. That is the perfection. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai.
Bhagavad Gita. The unsuccessful yogi,
yes,
and he takes birth again.
Yes, yes.
He shall see Paramatma.
Oh?
He shall see Paramatma within his heart. Does that mean that answer, that yogi will attain Krishna in that very verse, or Krishna just give him some attachment for him?
Understand, Paramatma means partial
understanding.
Yeah. That's complete understanding.
Why
Paramatma appears
to him? What is the reason that the
yogi understands that tatya? Tatya, then lila, tatparjya. Tatparjya. Lila tatparjya. The purpose behind lila. Yes, three things.
It seems sometimes there are many purports behind these lilas.
Yes.
Sometimes in Prabhupada's commentary he writes, Krishna's bow slipped from his hand and this acharya says this.
Yes, yes.
And this acharya says, no. It's this reason.
Some places, some differences there. Not all places.
Yes.
Some places.
But maybe that's because the relationship, different relationship with
different
Krishna.
Different relationships with Krishna, yes.
Not everyone has the same relationship with Krishna.
No, we have five men.
Yeah.
Five men. Santo, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhriya.
That's why we have different
but in Mahaprabhu's line, he has eradicated. Santa. Four things. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhriya.
according to a relationship, melo, rasa samanna, you can see, you can get, you can have Sri Krishna of that form of Krishna. Do you understand? Isn't it? That lilas of Krishna. Do you understand? That form and that lila, those lilas, as gopis, those one who is in Kanta Bhav.
Yes.
Madhurja Rosh, Madhurja Rosh. Eh?
Yes.
Kanta Bhav, like wives. Krishna is lover and beloved. Eh? That is Gopi Bhav, Radha Bhav, Gopi Bhav. Eh? This is so, those lilas will manifest. Do you understand? And Mahaprabhu, that is the highest rasa. Do you understand? That includes all the rasas there. That is the highest goal, topmost goal. And Mahaprabhu, always in Radha Bhav. See that thing. I had gone to Vrindavan. I was playing with the gopis. The Krishna was playing with the gopis.
Yes, yes, sir.
Doing water pastimes in the Yamuna. I was seeing it, just observing it, just observing it. Why are you bringing me here? Why did you bring me here? Isn't it? This is... That will manifest before you. Yes.
Question is not to do with the Leela. I wanted to ask a question about the Guru Tattva. They say Guru Tattva is one.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean, Guru Tattva is one?
Krishna Tattva is one, Guru Tattva is one. As Krishna Tattva is one, so Guru Tattva is one. Do you understand? Mr. David?
I think so.
Krishna Tattva is one, the Guru Tattva is one. Who can give him Krishna? That is one. Okay?
Yes. And Nitya Sita Bhakta appears in this world. In what platform he starts his devotional service for Krishna? What platform? When Nitya Sita Bhakta came to this world, then what platform he starts his devotional activity in his...
When
his
he is teacher, when he teaches everything by observing in his own life, otherwise he cannot teach. Not a teacher. We have two things, Goshtyanandi, Bhajanandi. We are Goshtyanandis, we are teachers, we are teachers. We have come to teach the conditioned souls. So you observe everything and teach everything. You understand? I say highest rasa is Madhurya rasa, Kanta Bhav, Gopi Bhav, do you understand? It contains all the rasas. Dasya is there, Sakya is there, Vasali is there also. Yes. So he is of highest rasa, that is Kanta Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. So he can teach all the rasas. Dasya, Sakya, Vasali, Madhurya. He can teach. What one who is in Dasya, how can he teach the other things? Only Sakya, how can he teach the Vatsalya and Madhurya?
So someone who is in Dasya, he cannot understand this Madhurya Rasya?
How can he teach this? How can he understand? He may understand, but he cannot teach, but he is not observing in his own life.
No. He's not observing, but he can understand.
He can understand, but his teaching will be not effective unless he is observing himself.
Oh, this is a very high level that we're talking on there.
Yes. Therefore, Mahaprabhu gives the highest thing. Do you understand? Madhurya rasa, which includes all rasas.
Yes.
Then that is perfect teacher. He can teach everything. He knows everything.
Yes, I read that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, because he was in Madhurya Ras, he was never happy doing his devotional service because he was instructed in Dasya Ras.
Yes. Yes. But he has come to teach this thing, so he's teaching. But his mood is that. So I have come to teach this thing, so I'm just teaching it.
So when it says in Bhagavad Gita that the spiritual master teaches one according to his nature,
yes,
that nature means according to his rasa. Is that what that means?
According to rasa, I say Madhurya rasa includes all rasas. Sakya is there, Vatsalya is there, Madhurya is there. Everything is there. One who is of Madhurya rasa, all rasas are there, so he can teach all rasas. But not one who is not in Madhurya rasa, only he can teach the rasa he has.
Yes.
Not the other things.
Not levels above
that. Not level beyond that.
But Madhurya rasa contains all rasas.
All rasas.
All rasas.
All rasas.
All rasas
are
yes.
Contained.
Yes.
Was Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, was in Sakya rasa or that's what I heard, that he was in Sakya rasa, friendship with Krishna.
You heard?
Yeah, because he wrote a song, he wrote a poem, and as he was traveling to America, and then he said that when my mission will finish, I will return to the pastimes and the playground with you.
Yes. Yes.
No, I just want to know. I'm interested.
All are playing with Krishna.
Uh-huh.
Gopis are also playing.
Yeah.
So, cowherd boys are playing.
Uh-huh.
Nanda Maharaj also playing. Huh?
Also, when Prabhupada was preparing to leave this planet, one of his godbrothers would come and see him, and Prabhupada would lie in the bed in a dancing pose. And that godbrother was saying, see, he's dancing with
Krishna.
Dancing with Krishna.
Yes.
That point indicated that he is a Sakya rasa, that's why.
Gopis are dancing
with
Krishna.
Dancing
with
Krishna.
Mm-hmm. And cowherd boys are also dancing with Krishna. Then.
Maybe you know the truth, that's why I wanted to know. I now wanted to know from
that's
you the truth.
Confidential. I
won't
tell you.
Oh, I see.
What I have seen, I won't tell you. Rather intelligently asking questions.
Yeah.